Soybeans versus cotton. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The expected spread of soybean rust has prompted many Tennessee farmers to change what they'll be growing this year. Chuck Denny has more.
Dixie is the land of cotton, but it's also the land of soybeans. They grow a lot of both crops along the Fayette-Hardeman County line. Here a planter gets filled with bean seeds ready to be put in the ground. It's hoped these seeds will transform into healthy plants, but farmers know they've got something to watch for this season.
Well, we're definitely concerned about it, and there have been some operators in this county that have changed their operations because of it.
Producer Willie German is talking about Asian soybean rust, a plant disease that can ruin a crop that's expected in Tennessee in a few weeks. Rust was blown here by a hurricane and has already been spotted in some southern states this spring. In a recent survey, nearly 1 in 3 southeastern farmers said soybean rust was a factor in making row crop decisions this year. Now many of those producers say they're planting fewer acres of soybeans in 2005. Jeff Vai is UT Extension Director for Fayette County.
In this county alone, we have a couple producers that's altered what they're planting. One that I know of, he's planting about 3,000 acres of cotton this year.
That's 3,000 acres of cotton and zero in soybeans. Rust is a big reason why. Soybean rust may not make an appearance in Tennessee, but the experts believe it's smart to expect it. Perhaps these plants can grow and be harvested rust-free, but for now, the ultimate preventive measure against the disease might be to alter your plans from the beginning. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And soybeans are Tennessee's top row crop with more than 1 million acres harvested each year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.